At last night's St. Mary's City Council meeting, I had the opportunity to give the oath of office to our newest firefighter, Jake Pence. We want to welcome him aboard to the St. Mary's Fire Department. And with the addition of Jake Pence, that brings our fire department up to fully staffed as far as personnel is concerned. So we're excited about having our fire department fully staffed. And again, we welcome Jake Pence as our most recent firefighter. Mike Burkholder, who is president of the West Ohio Rail Authority, presented to council that they wanted to sell a portion of property to the village of New Bremen for a project that they needed some additional land acquisition for, as far as their substation is concerned. Of course, the West Ohio Rail Authority consists of the village of Minster, the village of New Bremen, and the city of St. Mary's. So I just wanted to bring our council up to speed as to the sale of that portion of property. Also, in its third reading, it passed last night. It was a resolution authorizing the submittal of a waiver request application to the Ohio Department of Development Office of Community Development for use of economic development revolving loan funds. And that fund amount is in the amount of around $300,000. And if approved and we receive money from the revolving loan fund, we plan on using that to demolish the former city building. Also, in new legislation, we passed under the suspension of the rules an emergency ordinance levying an additional tax on income at the rate of 0.5% of the 1% addition tax that we already currently have in place. This is basically goes back to the voted 0.5% income tax that was passed back in May. And basically, it's just a formality that anytime this is passed, you have to have an ordinance passed to allow employers to continue to take that 0.5% income tax via payroll and send it to the city of St. Mary's. So basically, this is no different than what employers have been doing for the past 40 years. But with this being passed recently in May for a new 10-year period, of course, legislation had to be put in place to keep that continuing on. Also, we passed under suspension of the rules an emergency ordinance providing for the issuance of sale level bonds in the maximum principal amount of $2,200 for the purpose of paying the property owner's portion of the anticipation of the collection of special assessments of the costs of the East Spring Street reconstruction project of Phase 3. Basically, what this means is that the city will take care of the remaining balance of $2,200 that is owed to the contractor for that Phase 3 street construction project, which consisted of curbs, gutters, sidewalks, and the combinations of sidewalks and curbs and drive approaches, as well as asphalt pavement and the repair of that asphalt. So what we'll do is we'll take care of paying the balance of $2,200. We appreciate all those residents that have paid their portion on that, and then we'll take that, and then those individuals that have not, that we sent over to the county, and it will be added to their property tax over the course of five years to pay their portion back. So that was passed last night under the suspension of the rules, and so we'll move forward with that. Also, Craig Noble, at the end of our meeting, came forth and he wanted to bring council and the people in the audience up to date on the recent development of the Fort Barbie situation. Craig updated us with some very encouraging news, and it looks like there is some light at the end of this tunnel and that the Fort Barbie will be settled and we'll be able to move forward and possibly get that out to realtors in the area. And as we look for individuals that are interested in purchasing the Fort Barbie Hotel. And so we have a couple of people that have shown some interest in it, but we also want to put it out there to the realtors in the area. And of course, the CIC will be paying out a 3% commission to any realtor that brings us a buyer on the Fort Barbie Hotel. So we're excited about that.